Again, the halachas yesterday of Shlosh Yomim Kedem L'Chag, she mentioned yesterday there's a chiyuv of limud of the halachas of Shlosh Yomim Kedem L'Chag. The Mishnah Berurah brings down that there's a shaila whether that applies only to Pesach or that applies to all Yom Tovim. We mentioned yesterday there's a steer between the Gemara Pesachim and the Gemara Megillah. The Pesachim Davav is mashma that it's halacha on Pesach, and it's Shlosh Yomim, and the Gemara Megillah is mashma that's only Yom Tov on, it's only halacha on Yom Tov itself, and it's mashma that's not only by Pesach, but it's by all three Yom Tovim, Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot, there is this halacha. Now, therefore, the Beis Yosef answers the stira in a very simple way. He mentioned some other tours from yesterday, but the Beis Yosef answers the stira by saying that there's a chiluk between Pesach, where the halachas are much more complicating. There's a lot more halachas to learn. A person has to learn hagolas, like Kalim Bedikas Chametz. A person has to learn all the halachas of the Seder night. And therefore, dafka by Pesach, there's a halacha that you need to learn Shleish Yomim Kedem L'Chag. And I shenken by the other Yom Tovim, there's a halacha only that a person needs to darshan the halachas of Chag by Chag on Yom Tov itself. But not Shleish Yomim Kedem L'Chag. That's where the Beis Yosef answers to, and therefore he learns that this halacha of Shleish Yomim Kedem L'Chag only applies to Pesach, but does not apply to other Yomim Tovim. Even though the halacha of Darshan Mechag would apply on Pesach as well, you have to have the drasha on Pesach as well. But the Shleish Yomim would only apply by Pesach and not by other Yom Tovim. However, the Mishnah Berurah brings down for many other Rishonim that the halacha applies by all Yom Tovim. We mentioned some other Torahs from yesterday to the steer between the Gemara Pesachim and the Gemara Megillah, and therefore the Mishnah Berurah says that L'Chayr applies by other Yom Tovim. He does bring down the Be'er Gra. Be'er Gra says that by Shavuos it would only apply from Rosh Chodesh Sivan. That would be enough time, since halachas of Shavuos aren't so complicating. That would be enough, and therefore the Mishnah Berurah brings down the shittas that applies by all Yom Tov. Then he brings down the shittas Beis Yosef that seems to say that it's dafka only by Pesach and not by the other Yom Tov. And the Mishnah Berurah is soisim and doesn't give a final psak about what a person should do. But as I mentioned yesterday, generally the halacha of Ilchas Darshan Mechag, anyways, because things are now mavor and svarim, this halacha is much more of a personal obligation rather than the drasha. Now the Mishnah Berurah says that lekuli alma, everybody agrees when it comes to all Yom Tov that is a chiyuv, because as you mentioned, the Gemara Megillah says Ilchas Chag Bechag, that everybody agrees still applies. Not everybody agrees applies, but all the Yom Tovim, as the Gemara is Mavor. So another Shela, the Mepharshim discussed exactly when the 30 days begin, when exactly Shleish Yomim Kedem L'Chag begin. There's a Shita, Taisa Rosh Megillah, that says that when it comes to Shleish Yomim Kedem L'Chag by Pesach, which is where the Ik Halacha is, Shleish Yomim is not till Yom Tov itself, but it's up until Erev Pesach. Since Erev Pesach was the time that they used to actually bring the Karban Pesach, therefore you'd have to know that Allah has a Karban Pesach prior to that. Therefore, the Shleish Yomim start and are counted up until Erev Pesach. And therefore, it would come out that the Shleish Yomim would begin on Yud Gimel Adar and not Yud Dalet Adar. That's the Shita that they Rosh. However, most learn that it begins on Shleish Yomim Kedem L'Chag, begins on Purim itself. There's a Shita, the Pri Chadash, that it says that it begins on Shushan Purim because a person shouldn't learn Hilchas Purim and Pesach. And obviously, like a din of Ein Ba'arim Simcha B'Simcha. That's the Pri Chadash. Most argue in the Pri Chadash at all that there's no issue B'Chal. And that's why many have the minhag to tackle learn Hilchas Pesach on Purim itself. Many have the minhag to start learning Mishnayos Pesachim by the Suda Pesach itself in order to be Mekayim this din of Shleish Yomim Kedem L'Chag. Just one last nakuda. There is a shaila whether this halacha we mentioned yesterday, the makar for the halacha, whether this halacha is a deraisa or derabanan. Pashas is only derabanan. Pashas is only an esmach to the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu was derish Hilchas Chag, Hilchas Pesach 30 days before, when he was talking about Hilchas Pesach Sheni on Pesach. Pashas is only an esmachta. However, there is the prima gadam is mashma that it's a din deraisa, this halacha of learning the Hilchas Chag 30 days before, and therefore he learns that it's mamash a real deraisa, and it's not, it's a limud gomer from Moshe Rabbeinu, and not simply an esmachta.